Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Mixed Genre. I am your host, Fernando Lopez. So today guys, I'm going to be checking out this brand new song from 21 Pilots, Shy Away. And it's a surprise. I was not expecting a new 21 Pilots song. And it's pretty exciting because I think the last thing they dropped was Level of Concern, which was, you know, last year. Other than that, I don't think they've dropped anything else from what I know of. And I really like the song, Level of Concern, you know, had to deal with the whole pandemic stuff. So that song was really uplifting, and it was a good way to, you could say, distract us from what was going on, even though the song was about, you know, having a level of concern of, oh, what I'm going to be doing during, you know, this hard time. But hey, we've got through it. So if anyone out there that, you know, has been going through stuff due to the pandemic, or, you know, I don't want to say it, but lost someone, my, you know, their respects go to you and your loved ones. But yeah, that out of the way, let's dive into this brand new single by 21 Pilots, Shy Away. Let's take a listen. Okay, right off the bat, I could tell we're getting this 80s theme, you know, with that standard kick drum and from the synths as well, which, you know, 21 Pilots is not no stranger to. They've done it before in the past. And one thing I'm noticing, not from the song, but from the imagery, the logo changed. It's no longer that, you know, the circle, the yellow circle with those weird lines that will, you know, cross over each other. Now this one is like a, it's like a trident, you know, that weapon that is more popular with, what's his name? The king of the ocean, Poseidon, you know, or, you know, people also know him as Neptune, King Neptune. But yeah, it looks like a trident to me. But let's go back to the song. I like that. So far, everything sounds really nice. Nice production, like always. And I don't know, just I'm getting very heavy 80s vibes right now. Even if it's not super 80s, you could straight up tell, you know, they're going for that sound. And it is working very well for them. That guitar right there reminds me of the Strokes. Early Strokes. If anyone knows what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Ooh, okay. That was different. I like those woo-woos in the back. They make the song a little bit more poppy. There it is. I was waiting. I was like, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? The thing about 21 Pilots is, you know, they're known for combining so many different sounds from different genres. But one thing that makes them unique also is, and my mind is blank right now on the lead singer's name, but he has his way of delivering lyrics where Yeah, he'll be singing some parts normally, like regular singing, but then he adds a little bit of that grit, and it belches on the words and the way how he pronounces it, which really gives the songs more life. And there's nothing new. You know, he carries that tradition from punk bands, or, you know, new wave bands also, that 21 Pilots have been influenced by. Oh, okay. Different. You could have like a somewhat of a breakdown, but not really. Dude, I'm loving this. Oh, this is so good. I always like when songs do that, where they'll be singing one part of the song, but in the background, if you hear very closely, like, it's being repeated, either, you know, because they layer the vocals over each other, which gives it a more, you know, energy to the song. And I love it when one person is singing just a normal song, like regular singing or just talking normally, but in the background you hear someone yelling or, you know, saying it more loud. I've always loved that in songs. Another breakdown. You can never have too many breakdowns. Oh, that's it? That's way too short. Way too short. We needed more of that. All right, enough of you. Some ads. Anyways. Yeah, I really like that. That was really, really good. Again, I feel like the only complaint that I will give this is it's just too short. I would have loved if it would have added, you could say, like a synth solo or some type of solo, you know, to make the song extend a little bit more. But the 21 Pilots deliver? I would say yes. Another solid, decent song from them that is going straight to my playlist of, well, I'm still trying to make a new playlist. The thing is, my old Spotify account, I don't know what happened to it, but I could no longer use it. I have no way of accessing, I cannot pronounce that word, accessing that account anymore. So I had to make a new one, which, by the way, I'm going to be dropping the, you know, my Spotify profile and down in the description. So if you guys want to check out what kind of songs I'm listening to, or, you know, the playlist that I'm making, feel free. That will really help me out, my, you know, podcast channel grow. And yeah, so going back to 21 Pilots, yeah, I'm also noticing the whole bunch of, like I mentioned before, Strokes. I'm getting this huge Strokes vibe from this song. And apart from that, like, I have no complaints. I really like the song. Now, is it their best? No, not really. But I do hope that they go for this sound on the next album that they're making, which is going to be amazing. If the rest of the songs are like this, this will be another great album from 21 Pilots. And that's about it, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. And again, for anyone out there that, you know, is going through stuff from the pandemic, because, you know, you are still going through it. I know it's tough, but try to stay positive, relax. Listen to some music, listen to some more podcasts, and we'll all get through this together. All right, guys, this was Fernando Lopez of The Mixed Genre, saying have a fantastic day.